and the World. I'm John Batchelor. The positive information coming from the internet never gets the attention, the negative information. I'm guilty. So I turn to Veronique de Rougeau, the Mercatus Center, to introduce us to the Human Progress Index, constructed by scholar Chelsea Follett and George Mason University economist Vincent Geloso. Veronique, it's good news, so we have to be bold here. What is the Human Progress Index? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So the Human Progress Index is an index that, as you said, has been put up by two scholars, Follett and Geloso, and published at the Cato Institute. And it looks at basically doing a better measure of global inequality. And the way it does it is by going beyond measuring income inequality. And basically, it wants to measure the relative gap in international inequality, but along a greater number of dimensions than those that just focus on material well-being. Not that material well-being isn't important. It's really important. Think about it this way. If a family lose a child, their income per capita goes up, but their well-being goes down quite dramatically. So there are lots of things that makes us people and that affect our well-being that go beyond income. So that's what they're doing. And they're including things like lifespan, infant mortality, nutrition, environmental quality, access to opportunity through education mostly, access to information, that's access to the internet, and political freedom are some of the dimensions that they're adding.
All right, we're looking at the globe, the planet, not just the G7 or the G20, the planet. And the time frame is 21st century back into the 20th. And you mentioned China and India. My guess is they've contributed mightily to progress. Is that correct?
Well, so when you look at global income inequality, what we've seen is actually big, big, big countries like we've seen actually that the world is becoming less unequal. But you can see basically how economic growth in particular and the rise of income around the world has actually lifted a ton of people from poverty. So like China and India are like two good examples just because of their scale. And together they lifted like over 1.2 billion people out of poverty. Well, actually not quite. So 800 million people for China since the 80s, and it's 415 million people for India since 2005. So it's made a really, really big difference. So income, again, it matters, but there are other things that are important to incorporate.
You mentioned two things where we're, well, first of all, the internet seems to have made a difference. How so?
Well, so, I mean, the internet has actually allowed more people to have access to job at lower cost than they had before. But it's also allowed, to spread information in ways that are just really important in the world of education, but also in the world of political freedom. So yeah, internet has made a big difference. And when you actually look only to the dimension of internet, access to internet equality or inequality, what you see, of course, is like not all the countries have access to capital, but really quickly they've caught up. And it's made everyone's life much better.
The inequality.
It's reduced the gap between the richest countries and the poorest country.
I see, however, that inequality increased in the early 90s. Why was that?
At first, it's because some countries had access, right? And, well, others didn't have access. So you had the U.S. was adopting the internet and starting to kind of get richer thanks to the internet, while a lot of countries took them another decade or two to even have access to it. That's why it increased. That's why it increased at first. It's often the case that inequality increases when you have the burst into the scene of a new technology, because at the beginning it's very expensive and only people at the top can use it. But then usually the prices go down and there's more and more people using it. That's true within countries and globally.
All right, the Human Progress Index talks about especially lifting people out of extreme poverty. You also have good news about the middle class, which is that it's disappearing. Why is it disappearing? How so? This is a trick.
Well, so it's the Census Bureau released its latest data about income, and you see that actually the middle class is really shrinking, but it's not because they're shifting to the lower income class, because that too is shrinking. It's because they're shifting to the higher income group. And so that's really good news. So effectively what you've had over the years, you went from like a really big middle class, and that share of the population has actually shrunk. But only to see the higher class get bigger. So it's good news, because a lot of people are concerned about the middle class shrinking, and people worry that it's because people are getting relatively poorer when in fact they're getting relatively richer. This is adjusted for inflation. So it takes under consideration, right, the increased cost of things because of inflation.
I'm struggling to accept this good news. It's too much. So I'm going to switch over to something that isn't good news. This is our focus on the inflation in the U.S. We've had numbers in these last hours, CPI, PPI, indicating that inflation is not tamed by 11 hikes since the spring of 22. The ECB has raised rates to the highest ever, I believe, and the Bank of England raised again. The expectation next week, this is the smart people, that the Federal Reserve will not raise another time, will pause. Is that consistent with your expectation? Do you believe the Federal Reserve is done raising rates?
No, I don't think the Federal Reserve is done raising rates. But I agree that they're likely are not going to be raising rates next week. So the CPI rose by 3.7% year by year, and that's an increase. But core inflation continues going down. The increase in the CPI seems to be really the gas price increase, because the fuel oil index rose by 9.1%. That's a big deal for Americans. What continues to grow, and we don't talk about it enough, is the shelter price. It has risen for a 14th consecutive month. And that's a big deal for Americans, because while we focus on all of these data, right? I mean, shelter accounts for about a third of people's budget. And so when that has been raising for 40 months in a row,
right,
it tells you that people really are impacted by this inflation.
All right, I've balanced out the good news with worries. Veronique DeRigi of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,